previously in the Vampire Diaries.
I want to enjoy having both of you worship at her altar.
I love you. Would you look me in the eye and tell me that you don't feel something for him?
Drink it.
I just turned about 100 times in Appalachian Mountain.
Broken fetter bonds.
Easier said than done.
Klaus do this for you?
Does Klaus have a thing for you or something?
I wouldn't know if I were killing people.
You wear a ring that lets you cheat death, Rick. How many times can you die before it changes you?
Are you telling me that your vampire hating alter ego has a stake that could kill an entire line of vampires, possibly mine?
There's only one stake out there, which means only one original has to die.
I want them all to die.
You're not Rebecca.
My name is Esther, and we have a great deal in common.
What took you so long?
Alaric didn't want to hand over the stake. Luckily, I'm quite the chum.
That's it?
The last of the white oak stakes that can kill us. Do you want to do the honors, or shall I? Well, what's that then?
Pack your bags. We're leaving.
Today?
Why not?
There's nothing keeping us here. We'll grab the doppelganger and be off by sunset.
But tonight's a decade dance.
So?
So I'm head of the committee. We have to go.
I'm not going to any dance.
Caroline will be there.
That means nothing to me.
Please, I have big plans for tonight. Just go for me.
Okay, fine. One last hurrah.
One last hurrah, Nick.
Where have you been? I've been calling you all day.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just needed to get my head together.
So I take it Rebecca got the steak?
I don't know.
I woke up alone. There's no sign of it.
Lovely.
What now?
Well, I think I need to get out of town.
You know, it's almost secluded. I keep blacking out, which means I'm still a threat to everyone.
I don't know if right
now is the best time for you to be going on a spirit quest, Rick.
It's just for a couple days.
I'm stocked up on Bonnie's herbs, so I should be fine.
I gotta go.
Quite the cunning liar.
Well, Dame is too arrogant to think his only friend would betray him.
Just as Niklaus would blindly accept an invitation from his beloved sister, unaware that he is headed to his own death.
Did you give him the stake?
He burned it without hesitation.
So where's the real one?
You'll get it when it can no longer be used against me in this body.
So how do you...
How do I return to my true form? With a little magic and some help from a vampire hunter.
There was something I could do.
Where do you want me to hang this thing?
You know what? If Rebecca wanted to hang this monstrosity, she should have shown up to do it herself.
No. What are you doing? You can't just hang them. They're supposed to trickle down.
Look at them all bromancy.
Yeah, I asked Matt to help Jeremy readjust. They got him his little job back at the ground.
Well, that was nice of him.
Jeremy's got a lot on his mind. The whole thing with Alaric has got him really stressed out.
You sure it had nothing to do with witnessing you and Damon getting hot and heavy in a skeevy motel?
I didn't tell you that so you could torture me with it.
Ah, what are friends for? So, who are you bringing to the dance?
What do you mean?
I thought you, Bonnie, and I were going as girl dates. Bonnie has a date.
What?
Jamie called and wanted to see her, so she asked him.
Hmm.
So, here's a thought. Why don't you ask Stefan?
I can't ask him on a date. I just met out with his brother.
All the more reason. Like, you're supposed to be figuring out what you want. That's what Stefan wanted you to do, right?
Yeah, but...
But nothing. I've watched The Bachelor. Okay, fair is fair. It is Stefan's turn.
Yeah, and you're not biased or anything.
I'm sorry, but Stefan is your epic love. And I'm not going down without a fight.
Hey.
Hey. Do you have a second?
Yeah.
Everything all right?
Yeah. I just, I wanted to, Caroline and I were talking about going to the dance, and, okay, look.
I know where we're at, you know what I mean? And I know it would be stupid to even think that we could go back to the way things were, but...
I'm going to dance, and I'd like to go with you.
I'd love that.
Okay, great.
I'm thinking gardenia corsage. Wrist, obviously. You don't want to accidentally stab her in the chest with the pin. That could get messy.
Damon, I...
Don't do that. It's not funny.
Oh, come on. It's a little funny.
What do you want, Damon?
I need medical advice for a friend. Alaric, you remember him, right? About 6'2", tried to hack in the pieces.
How is he? Are those ribs that Bonnie made for him working?
I don't know. Can they work if he doesn't take them? Family's in his loft and touched.
Why are we here?
Long ago on this spot, my son tore my heart from my chest. The violence of my death marked this ground for all time. I'll need your ring.
Now why would I give you the one thing that protects me from death?
I will give you all the protection you need. However, the stake will burn up in the body of its first victim. If you are to kill all of my children, I will need to bind the protective magic in your ring to the stake, thus rendering the white oak indestructible. Ultimate weapon for the ultimate hunter.
You look very dapper.
You look, very beautiful. Here, I got something for you.
Thank you.
So, given our dangerous dance karma, cheer you up for this?
Getting out of bed is dangerous these days. But we have to live our lives.
Who gave you that horrible advice?
A guy I used to date said it once or twice.
Right.
Shall we?
Please. What else do you want?
I know that you and Elena have been getting closer lately.
And your point is?
One way or the other, she's pretty much spoken for.
Elena's my friend. You know what? I'm just looking out for her.
And I'm just looking out for you. Because sometimes the people who love her get caught in the crossfire.
What's he doing?
If Klaus thinks...
What's he gonna do? Draw you another picture?
Tyler, this isn't a joke.
I can pretend I'm sired if I have to. But I'm not gonna hide while he's macking all over you.
Tyler, you do not need to be jealous of Klaus.
I am jealous, but I'm also competitive. So hang on. I'm about to sweep you off your feet.
Teach me some moves.
Oh, no. I blacked out for most of this decade. Remember?
Nice try. She's working on it.
I've been meaning to talk to her. I apologize.
Yeah, you should. Although I wouldn't expect her to, but you'll be a more game. Listen, Stephen, about Damon, we should probably talk about the trip to Denver.
I don't need to know, Elena. When all this is over, if you and I find our way back to each other, then tell me if you want to. Otherwise, I don't need to know. I don't want to know.
Why do you need to be so fair about this?
Because after everything I've put you through, I'm just honored to be your date tonight.
Why are you still wearing your ring? Didn't Elena tell you?
Yeah, I know all about Eli. My sister stops hanging out with vampires, I take it off. Ex-boyfriend?
Yep.
It's not awkward at all.
It's a lot of sick and we need to find a cure. Something.
We tried medicine. We tried magic.
Why don't we get him off her vein? Compel him.
Do what? Pretend to be a lark? The guy that we know is gone. We're talking about someone who not only hates vampires, but vampire sympathizers, which makes one of his most obvious targets, I don't know, you?
Oh, you think he'd go after Elena?
So, wait, what are you suggesting we do? I'm
suggesting that we put him out of his misery.
What?
No way in hell.
Oh, come on, it's what he would want. It's a mercy killing. Out of your mind.
Jeremy.
This is a lark we're talking about. You know, he looked out for us. We need to do the same for him.
No one's gonna hurt him. Hey, look at me. I promise. Elena. If you wish to help your friend Alaric, I suggest you come with me. Jeremy, go inside and get Stefan and Damon. Now. I mean you no harm. But willingly or not, you will come.
Thank you.
binding agent for a spell.
We're trapped here.
You had all kinds of moves out there.
Yeah? I mean, I was just, you know, trying to make a good impression.
Well, consider me impressed.
Your friends seem pretty cool.
Yeah, and the most important thing in the world to me.
Though you gotta admit, this whole circle of people, it's kind of crazy. I mean, there's vampires, werewolves, ex-boyfriends with magic rings. I mean, I'm just a normal guy.
A normal guy who admits that he has to do a date with me.
Yeah, that's true. Spoiler 7 minutes in heaven. We have a problem.
You'll forgive me for taking you from the dance this evening. That's the burden of being the doppelganger, I'm afraid. Your blood is a potent binding agent for a witch's spell. Just please don't hurt Alaric.
She's not hurting me.
Rick. What's going on? What are you doing with him?
I'm going to remake him.
Remake him?
Make him strong. Fast. Like my children. Indestructible. For one final time, I'm going to tap into the dark magic I used 1,000 years ago. Like my husband Michael before him, I will make Alaric into a true hunter. The vampire to end all vampires.
You can't create another original. What if he turns out to be an even bigger monster than your children?
He won't. Now that he's embraced his darkest aspect, his hatred for them will become more pure and uncompromising. In death, that hatred will be magnified.
You don't know that. You don't know anything about him.
That is where you're wrong. Each time he died with that ring during his brief journey into death, I was there. On the other side, I spoke to him. I nurtured him, knowing that every death brought him closer to his true self. Vampires took everything from him. Now he's getting his vengeance.
Someday you'll come along, the man I love.
What is it?
Where have you been, mate?
I just got back in town.
That's funny. I don't recall giving you permission to leave in the first place. You don't mind if I cut in, do you?
Yes, actually, you do.
No. It's fine.
Why do you always have to prove you're the alpha male?
I don't have to prove anything, love. I am the alpha male. Come on. One dance. I won't bite. You would have loved the 1920s, Caroline. The girls were reckless, sexy, fun. They literally used to dance until they dropped.
I don't suppose that ever happened to their dance partners.
You should be nicer to me. I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'd invite you to come with me, but we both know you're not ready to accept my offer. Perhaps one day, in a year, or even in a century, you'll turn up at my door and let me show you what the world has to offer. Mark my words, small town boy, small town life, it won't be enough for you.
Rebecca, call me back immediately. I only came to this ridiculous dance because you begged me to, and now you're nowhere to be found.
Rick.
this. Your mother's back.
Homus qui satentem exales. Miravas eclevalta, confregnum sinus. Homus qui satentem exales.
She says this all the time, right?
What's taking so long?
All boundary spells have a loophole.
People are walking right out of the dance, past the barrier.
Well, if Matt and I can leave, we could stop Esther ourselves. We just gotta find out where she is.
Suicide, Johnny.
Suicide would be disappointing me. Now work your magic, witch, or I'll start killing people you fancy.
Let him go!
Not until you get us out of here.
Oh, don't be stupid, Klaus. Bonnie doesn't give a damn about us. The only reason she's helping right now is to save Caroline and Tyler. If you start killing the people she cares about, she'll tell us all to go to hell.
Rick, this isn't what you want. It's not who you are.
You don't know who I am, Elena. You only know the weakest parts of me. The man who lost his way. Befriending vampires instead of killing them.
You don't mean that.
They're all monsters. The blood of their victims is on my hands. Jenna's blood is on my hands.
When you are ready. No, Rick, please don't. Don't do this. I won't help you. I'm not gonna give you my blood. You're gonna have to kill me. That won't be necessary.
Drink.
And let it be done. No, Rick, please don't. No.
Gilbert blood donation for your locator spell.
I have to do this with you two lurking over me?
You're still mad at me for what happened to Abby. Let me apologize.
I'm sorry Elijah forced us to turn your mother into a vampire to save Elena's life. Didn't exactly have a choice.
There's always a choice. Whenever you make one, someone else suffers.
Let's cut the dramatics and begin, shall we?
Seginus, Amentus, Asimichan, Egapetus. Esther's fighting.
Esther couldn't possibly have this much power unless she's channeling something.
A hotspot.
Get the humans ready. I know where she is.
We're at the old cemetery. Jeremy and Matt are headed there right now.
You let them go? They're gonna get themselves killed.
We have a choice, Caroline. We're useless right now, stuck in here.
Hey. She'll be fine. Elena always manages to find her way through this stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm just as worried about what Esther's up to. She led Klaus here for a reason if she succeeds in whatever she's doing.
Klaus could get killed. And I die along with him. No one's gonna die, okay? Bonnie's still looking for a way around the boundaries, though. It's not too late.
So, best case scenario, Bonnie gets us out of here. Klaus hauls ass to Timbuktu, and you and I, we're home free.
Or we let Esther come and kill him.
That's not a best case scenario. That's not even a remotely acceptable scenario.
It would be an option if we knew he wasn't the one who turned your bloodline. You'd be safe. At least he'd be gone.
How could you say that?
Because I'm angry. Because I hate him. I should have never let him dance with you.
What were you supposed to do? He can't know that you're not sired anymore. Tyler, it doesn't matter how many times I dance with him. I love you.
awake soon. When he does, he may for a time be his old self. If so, you can say your goodbyes before his transition is complete.
You said you wanted to undo the evil that you created, but this is just as evil.
Alaric will never be what my children became. I have granted him enough power to complete his task. Then, when the time is right, he will die.
How? If he's immortal.
All you need to know is that when this is over, we will have rid the earth of vampires once and for all.
Yeah, but you'll be killing the good along with the bad. You're no better than Klaus.
Am I not? I desire a world where you and your loved ones will not suffer at the hands of vampires like your Aunt Jenna did.
Don't you dare use Jenna as an excuse for what you've done.
You may draw comfort knowing that your aunt is not in the place that I was. She doesn't know the torment of the other side. Though made a vampire, she remained pure. And she knows peace. Which is all any of us can hope for.
Don't move! Where's Elena?
Jeremy?
Let her go.
How foolish of you to risk your lives in defense of those who will kill you. But if that is your choice...
Matt, drop your gun!
I can't! I'm not controlling!
Where's my ring? Tell me what happened.
You know, this is your fault. You set us on this path when you released my mother. I wonder if revenge will prove worth the cost.
Oh, I'm done with revenge. As far as Esther, we've stopped her before. We'll stop her again.
We're strange bedfellows, you and I. You know, all of this reminds me of our time together in the 20s.
You say that like I'm supposed to have happy memories about it.
Well, there were moments. Real friendship. Brotherhood.
Oh, he already has a brother.
Not to be, you know, territorial or anything.
Oh, no, of course. The Salvators and their unshakable bond. I wonder what'll happen when Elena finally makes her choice. Will we see you shake? Just a little bit.
It's done. Esther's not fighting me anymore. The boundary spell is broken.
Thank you, Bonnie. For everything.
We'll do it for you.
Damon's here. And Klaus took Esther's body.
Does he know about the stake?
No. Only that she tried to turn you into a weapon and failed. What's going on?
Listen, Jeremy. I'm not going to complete the transition. My dark side was dangerous enough as a human. I can't be a vampire.
So what? We're just going to lock you in here and let you die? No! No, we can't!
Listen, Jeremy, it's the right thing to do, okay? After everything that's happened, after all that I've done, maybe I had it coming.
Hey, wait, Jeremy. Alaric, this isn't your fault.
Please, you guys, let's not make this any harder than it already is.
you should go. Damon's here. He'll make sure it'll all go down the right way.
Harry.
Hey.
Just don't give me some crap speech about how I need to be the man of the house.
I won't.
Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still and know. When darkness comes,
this is all my fault.
You
he moved out, he gave me your ring back. You didn't want any part of this, and I forced you to stay and take care of us.
Don't do that. Okay. Taking care of you and Jeremy has been... that's been the closest I've ever come to life I always wanted.
And sleep no longer comes.
I should go.
Remember all the words I said. Be still and know. And when you go through the valley and shadow comes down from the hill, if morning ever comes to be still, be still. If you forget the way to go, lose where you came from. No one standing beside you, be still and know I am. Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still and know I am.
The ride home.
No problem. You know there's nothing you could have done, right?
I know. That doesn't make it any easier.
I should have said this before, but thank you for protecting me.
Apparently it's what I do.
You really are pretty amazing.
Sometimes I think I'd settle for just ordinary.
You said your dad's out of town, right? Are you gonna be okay by yourself?
No. Pick it up, pick it up. I don't think I am.
You could go home, escape it all. It's just irrelevant.
later, you know.
I'd rather get it over with now before some janitor comes to clean out a lot of stuff and realize the history teacher was a vampire slayer.
Elena. Elena, please.
I can't, Stefan, okay? I can't think about the fact that Jeremy and I don't have anyone to take care of us anymore. Or that we've lost another friend. I just can't think about any of it.
I want you to come with me.
I'm not done.
You're in this gym, the night class compelled me to turn my feelings off. Thought I hit rock bottom in the 20s, but after I bit you, I never wanted to feel anything again. Okay to feel, no matter how much it hurt. There are emotions that make us human, good or bad, to never lose hope.
Who gave you that horrible advice? I gave him a sedative. He'll fall asleep first. He'll go comfortably.
Well, I offered to snap his neck, put him out of his misery, but he didn't take me up on it.
He seemed surprised.
Well, you just think a guy so used to dying wouldn't want to drag it out.
Well, it was nice of you to give him an option.
Apparently my choices have been a little controversial lately.
You shouldn't leave him alone in there. Is that really what you think he wants?
Oh, is this the part where you give me a dream? Rainbows and rolling green hills.
I was drunk when I told you that.
Yeah, and I told you I'd use it against you.
Damn you. Sorry, I killed you.
Twice. So I have to actually die to get a real apology.
Drink.
Actually, I've been thinking about coming back.
Yeah. This stuff will kill you.
Your sisters need you to finish what I started, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Hey.
I think you're having a bad dream.
Thank you.
doing here? Hey, Bonnie, what are you, sleepwalking or something?